Here is what it says in Psalm 136. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. His love never quits. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. Who's by his understanding made the heavens, his love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, his love endures forever. Who made the great lights, his love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, his love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night, his love endures forever. God bless our hearing and our understanding of his word. There was a man who lived alone in Ireland. He wanted to dig up his potato garden, but it was very hard work, and he didn't think he could. His only son, who would have helped him, was actually in prison for bank robbery. So the old man wrote a letter to his son and mentioned his predicament about the garden. And shortly he received this reply from his son. For heaven's sakes, Dad, don't dig up that garden, for that's where I buried the money. At 4 a.m. the next morning, a dozen policemen showed up and dug up the entire garden without finding any money. Confused, the old man wrote back a note to his son telling him what had happened and asking him what to do next. His son's reply was, "Now plant your potatoes, Dad. It's the best I could do from here in prison." May the words of my mouth and the meditation within each of our hearts be acceptable to you, O God, our rock and our redeemer. One day, a farmer's donkey fell down into a well. The animal cried for hours as the farmer tried to figure out what to do. Finally, he decided the animal was too old and the well needed to be covered up anyway, and it just wasn't worth it to try to retrieve the donkey. So he invited all his neighbors to come over and help him. They all grabbed a shovel and began to shovel dirt into the well. At first, the donkey realized what was happening and cried horribly. And then, to everybody's amazement, he quieted down. A few shovel loads later, the farmer finally looked down into the well and was astonished at what he saw. With every shovel full of dirt that fell on his back, the donkey was doing something amazing. He would shake it off and take a step up. And as the farmer's neighbors continued to shovel dirt on top of the animal, he would shake that off and take another step up. And pretty soon, everybody was amazed as the donkey stepped up over the edge of the well and just wandered away. Sometimes the best thing to do is not to quit, no matter what. We can get caught in a very small love. A love that is conditional. Conditional love says, "I will love you as long as you meet my expectations. And then my love quits. I love you until you tell me something that I do not agree with. And then my love quits. I love you until you show me some aspect of your world which is not in line with my world. And then I quit loving." Conditional love is shallow and common and easily judgmental. I have known children who were disowned by their parents after they did something that their parents did not approve of. I have known people who had problems who were then fired by their company. I have known friends who were abandoned by their so-called friends after they had a fight. I have known people who gave up their whole career or quit school or ran away when hard things came. Sometimes going for a divorce is just another way of giving up too soon. We are called to love each other, to love ourselves, to love our lives. God wants us to love without conditions. Psalm 136 reminds us that God's love endures forever. God's love will outlast the best of us. No matter what happens, or who is president, or how many terrorist attacks, no matter anything, God's love remains firm, constant, and forever. You can be a fierce conservative, a staunch liberal, you can hate politics, you can watch Donald Trump news all day long, you can throw your television to the curb. God's love will outlast you. You can be married 5 times, you can never have been married, you can spend all day on your computer, you can hate computers, you can be a technology junkie, you can forget how old you are, you can get lost in your own house, you can be homeless, you can be down to your last chance, you can never have had a chance, you can hate to take a chance. You can think you are a lot smarter than the rest of us, you can forget to say your prayers, you can hate to pray, you can have dropped out of school, you can have never left school, you can never have gone to school. And still, God's love will be there staring at us all day and all night. You can drive a Mercedes, you can drive a John Deere tractor, you can walk every place you go, you can be unable to walk, you can talk to your imaginary friends as you walk, you can make funny sounds when you sleep, you can have a hard time sleeping, you can have many side effects from all the medication that you take, you can refuse to take your medication, your friendship can be the best medication your friends will ever find. And God's love will be there. God's love will haunt you with his perseverance and his endless inclusiveness and his relentless acceptance of every single aspect of our lives. There was a little boy born in Italy with very poor eyesight. He struggled to see. It did not appear that much that could be done. He loved sports and he liked to play football. At age 12, he had a bad accident playing football. His poor eyesight became permanent blindness. You can imagine how he suffered. It would have been a good time for him to quit and give up, but he didn't. He knew about God's love and he knew about not quitting. He found another gear inside himself. He began to sing and take lessons. He discovered that he had a voice. And though he could not see the world, he could feel the world with his voice. He went to college, and then he went to law school, but his passion was in singing. Eventually, he got married and became a father to 3 children. He became one of our most endearing voices in the whole world. Andre Bocelli did not quit and still hasn't quit. In fact, his blindness, he found a place for God's love, a love that contains the mercy that endures forever. You can be blind, you can be an egghead, you can be the best neighbor on your street that never mows the lawn, you can be an ex-Marine that becomes a softie, you can be a religious person that never reads the Bible, you can be the weird uncle at Thanksgiving dinner, you can love to ski, and you can be terribly uncoordinated, forever falling down. You can be starting to lose your marbles. You can be forever forgetting what time it is and where you are. You can forget your children's names or your wedding anniversary date. You can think your wife is your sister. You can think your husband is your father. You can forget how to drive a car. You can have a marriage that's lost its passion. You can have a green thumb. You can have no thumbs. You can be all thumbs, and you can be a sourpuss. You can be someone that lives alone with your dog or on a lonely boat where you only talk to the seagulls. You can be the weirdest person in your neighborhood or at church. You can be worried about dying or hoping so that when you die, you hope it will be while you are sleeping. You can be such a critical person that no one wants to be around you. And still, God will be there loving you day in, day out, without ceasing. Deep love never quits. God's love is forever, unconditional, enduring, while we sleep and all day, every day, for the length of our entire lives and into eternity. God has not stopped loving every single person that has ever lived. God loves your mother and your father and all the animals that have graced your life. During seminary, I worked in a veterinary clinic for a couple of years. It surprised me and shocked me how often people would bring by a dog or a cat, perfectly healthy, well-adjusted animals, and say, "Here, I do not want this animal anymore. They are too much of a bother in my life. Would you put them to sleep? Or we are moving to California and we want to start on a clean slate. Here, put this dog to sleep." They had given up on their beautiful animal. The love that was there in the beginning had now waned and had now died. Their love was conditional. Unlike God's love, their love had quit. We are all like that in some ways, aren't we? We give up and we quit. Our love hinges on conditions, and when those conditions are not met, we simply walk away. In contrast, I think of those who have not given up on animals and provide a future for our animals. There are those who rescue the unwanted people and the animals, those who extend themselves with love and do not quit. There are those who embrace the unwanted. They know what Psalm 136 is talking about when it says, "Thank God whose skill formed the cosmos, the God who laid on earth on ocean's foundations, the God who filled the skies with light, the sun to watch over every day, moon and stars as guardian of the night. God's love never quits." Who has given up on you? Who have you given up on? Where has our loving gotten tired? And enough said, enough is enough is enough. Who has walked away from us? J.K. Rowling, the author of Harry Potter books, was on government aid after her divorce. She barely had enough money to feed her baby back in 1994. In fact, she was so poor that she could not afford a computer. She did not have enough money to photocopy her 90,000 word novels, so she manually typed out every version to send it to the publishers. It was rejected dozens of times, until a small publisher in London read it and liked it. Her love never gave up. She believed in herself and her creation. She knew of the love that endures regardless. It is easy to give up on ourselves, to figure that our best days are behind us, and what future we have is not very exciting. Henry Ford failed and went broke 5 times before he finally succeeded. His love never quit. Beethoven handled the violin awkwardly and preferred playing his own compositions instead of improving his technique. His teacher called him hopeless as a composer. Can you imagine that? Beethoven went his own way, never gave up. The movie Star Wars was rejected by every movie studio in Hollywood before 20th Century Fox finally produced it. George Lucas did not give up. Thomas Edison once said that many of life's failures are people who did not realize how close they were to succeeding when they gave up. One of my own heroes is Winston Churchill. When England was attacked in the Second World War, it looked like it might be too overwhelming for his country. But in response, with that powerful voice of Churchill, he responded with tremendous faith. And he said these memorable words to his country: "Now is not the end. It is not even the beginning of the end, but it is perhaps the end of the beginning." When hard stuff happens, don't give up. It is the end just of the beginning. Stephen King, the novelist, had his first novel rejected 30 times. He once threw the manuscript into the garbage and gave up on it. Fortunately, his wife retrieved it as she believed in her husband and loved him and felt he had a future as a writer. She had not given up on her husband like he had given up on himself. They were very poor and barely could make ends meet. Sometimes someone else needs us not to give up on them. That's our way of loving them. Stephen King had a small nail in his house where he hung the rejection slips after he submitted a manuscript. There were so many that they had had to change the small nail to a spike. Got that many rejection slips. I wonder where Stephen King would be today if it would not be for his wife and her refusal to give up on her husband. We need people who believe in us and who do not quit loving us. God's love surrounds each one of us here like the air we breathe. God might not agree with us, but love is deeper than disagreement. Love extends itself into the deep places of our lives and is forever standing ready to embrace all of us. God's embrace is forever, even if we have failed or cheated or made a complete fool of ourselves. Even if we are all alone at night entertaining the craziest ideas, even if we attend church every Sunday and still have a ton of questions about God, even if we have gained weight and are out of shape, even if we have lost our touch or never been in touch, every minute of our lives, God's love looks straight at us and says, "You are important to me, and I want you never to forget that." There are people who have loved this church throughout the years. There have been times, I'm sure, when people have given up on this church, but they stayed and they didn't give up. There have been times when the church has had a crisis of one thing or another, and those lovers of the church could have walked away, and maybe were close to doing that, but they didn't. They understood Psalm 136 when it teaches us about love. You know, sometimes the best thing to do is not to quit, is to hang in there no matter what. Let us pray. Almighty God, help us to be lovers of life, regardless of what happens. Let us never be too tired to continue when love needs us. We thank you, O God, for your love that surrounds us no matter what. All this we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.